Welcome to Audio Stages. I'm Hal Linden, your host for the series, and the narrator for this first Audio Stages presentation, Move It and It's Yours, by Bill Whedon, David Finkel, and Sally Fay. All the musicals that we'll be presenting were originally written as full-length stage musicals. The shows in our Audio Stages series have been abridged, adapted, and fully produced in audio theater format. And now please turn off your screens, turn out the lights, lean back, and enjoy Move It and It's Yours.
Yeah, sure. Well, I'm sorry too. Yeah, have a nice day. Yeah, bye.
Hey, hey, hey. You call us and we cart them away. We roll them on a dolly through your dining room and we never scratch the parquet. Gangway in the foyer. Pianos are our forte.
On a Saturday morning on Manhattan's Upper West Side, middle-aged Charlie Ross is sitting on the bench next to his baby grand piano in an otherwise empty apartment. He's in a jam.
Hello, you move pianos? Yeah, well, I've got one I need to move immediately. I'm flying to Las Vegas at 6. It's a walk-up, 4 flights. No, if you count the outside flight, it's 5. How many turns? I'd say 6. When the piano was brought in, it practically slid up here by itself. $1,800?
Susan, Charlie's fiancée, enters with crisp purpose.
Sorry I'm late. My mother called. She said if you really want to have it all, you'd have a big family wedding and not run off to some 24-hour Las Vegas chapel. I said, Mother, I'm a working woman. Getting married on a business trip is the essence of having it all.
Well...
I see the piano's still here. What happened to your neighbors? I thought they were supposed to pick it up at 9 o'clock.
They decided the piano didn't go with their decor.
So move it down to the street.
It costs $1,800 to move it down to the street.
Then leave it here.
Oh, and have Benny the Bloodsucker charge me another month's rent?
Okay, so the piano doesn't seem to be going anywhere.
Ugh, this is ridiculous. Anybody want a piano?
Stop! They'll think it's free.
You know what? It just became free. Move it, and it's yours. Give me that.
Charlie grabs Susan's to-do pad and scribbles a flyer. Free baby grand, one owner. Susan leaves to get it copied and posted around the neighborhood. Alone, Charlie reflects on his situation.
Have you ever heard a finer phrase? Out of here, I mean out of here, is the place I want to spend all the rest of my days. I've been waiting forever for this moment to appear. Now the waiting is over. I'm out of here. No more feeling out of pep, out of style, out of step. I'm heading for a whole new frontier. I've been a little on the blink, out of sorts, out of sync, but I'll be in the pink once I am out of here. I am out of here. I am out of here. Being out of here is my new career. Being out of here is my new career. I will buy the beer.
Charlie opens the door, and a 30-something guy in workout gear bursts in.
Ooh, hey, not bad for five flights. Hi, I'm Ron Fox, and you're?
Charles Ross.
Great name. That the piano? I'll take it.
You'll take it?
Why? Something wrong with it?
Oh, no. No. No, I knew I'd be able to give it away fast. I just didn't expect it to be this fast. You're the first one here. You want to try it out?
No need to. It's the look I'm after, and it looks fine. I love it when these things come to me. I'm doing the shopping. I'm going here for Rainforest Coffee. I'm going there for local goat yogurt. My wife wants olive oil, but only small batch. I see your flyer and ding, it's sublime light bulb time. Freude, Shiner, Gutter, Funkin. Are you with me on this?
I've only been up a couple of hours.
I'm setting up an artisanal atrium. Everything under one roof. Bread makers, dairy people, hemp jeans, eggs from hens with names. The possibilities are endless. I see this piano as the focal point. It's the ultimate product of human hands. Maybe it's played, maybe it's worked on by little artisans. This is just flowing, you know? Can you feel it? Hey, you're not one of those glasses half empty kind of guys, are you? Just kidding. Let me give you my card.
Roncept.
You know the cyber laundromat around the corner from here? The one with the Hydro Surge Bathing Center for pets? That's a Roncept. What do you do?
I edit a trade magazine.
Ah, and?
And nothing. Should I do something else?
I saw the piano. I thought you might be a musician or something. I do so many things. Never understood just doing one thing. Maybe it's a good thing. Let's take a look.
Oh, that reminds me of the piano teacher, Mrs. Frankel. Your pinky goes there.
My daughter takes from her.
Oh, so does mine.
Yeah?
Hey, you do the father-daughter recital?
Only time in my life. It was a bad idea to finish first.
Thumb and pinky, pinky and thumb. Can you reach this far? Can you make two fingers become more of a team than they are? Thumb and pinky, pinky and thumb, such a funny pair. And you'll soon be stretching them from here all the way up to there. Even though they're very far apart, they can work together just like partners. Thumb to pinky, pinky to thumb, seems so awfully long. But just look who's making them hum, singing a beautiful song. Thumb and pinky, oh what a band, right smack dab on the ends of your hand. One looks dumb, the other looks dinky, but when you link your thumb and your pinky...
Ron's off in a flash.
See you soon.
To find piano movers.
Well, hello, Susan, oh ye of little faith. It's going great. My first customer's taking it. Yeah, he's gonna put it in some sort of gluten-free atrium. Artisans play it. I don't know. He sounded very definite. Oh, someone's at the door. He's probably come back for something. Call me from Nice Nail. Bye.
Bryna, a woman in her 60s or 70s, has barged past Ron downstairs and enters with gusto. She's a former Broadway Corrine who is directing and starring in a show she wrote for a local senior center. Charlie explains he's already promised the piano to someone else. Not about to give up, Bryna produces sheet music to her big number. She asks Charlie to do her this one favor and play it. He reluctantly agrees, if that'll get her out.
Oh, it already sounds so much better than it does on Mr. Gaffney's auto harp. Remember, this is a group of senior citizens putting on a show at a senior citizen center. I wanted to make it simple so they wouldn't have to stretch too much. So, the show is about a group of senior citizens putting on a show at a senior citizen center. Now, there's this big Broadway star who's lost her purpose in life. That's my part. She sees a poster outside the center that says, Director Wanted. The old people have just had a dress rehearsal and it's been awful, just awful. They're really feeling down. Then I burst into the room and... That's the song cue. I see a lot of chins on the ground and that's not something I like. If you must sit with your chins on the ground, I'd rather you all took a hike. It's the effect of a cynical age. You've heard the line and you've bought it. Now you're approaching the clinical stage. Isn't it time that you've bought it? Sitting around with your chins on the ground is useless and melodramatical. Here's a solution that's radical. Let's send the blues on sabbatical. You can forget what you've heard, forget what you've read, forget what some nerd in the newspaper said, forget every word the experts declare is true. It may be chic and terribly hip to say things are bleak.
Charlie takes Briner's number at her insistence, but as Briner turns to leave, She notices Diane, who has entered, and wonders if this is more competition.
No, no. This is my ex-wife.
Whatever you say, Charles.
Who was that?
Don't ask. Some crazy person.
Some crazy person you're just about to give our piano to?
Our piano? No, it's my piano.
Only because you said you needed it more than I did and the judge believed you.
I had a good argument. You don't play the piano.
It's a technicality. If I'd known you only wanted the piano so you could give it away, I'd have made a bigger stink.
10 years ago, I didn't want to give the piano away. I was the next Billy Joel. The only reason I'm giving it away now is because I can't sell it. I thought I was going to sell it until a couple of hours ago, and now I've got to get rid of it fast. What would you have done if you had to vacate this apartment completely by 4 o'clock this afternoon?
I would have called me up and said, come over immediately.
Well, apparently I didn't need to. How'd you find out about this anyway?
A friend just happened to be on the street and saw your flyer. I tried to call, but I got your voicemail, so I raced over here to tell you that if you couldn't think of me when you decided to give the piano away, you might at least have considered our daughter.
I think Rebecca can handle it.
You do? Huh. Well, I can tell you she's not going to feel the same way about whatever piano you're going to have in whatever new place you're going to have it in.
I'm not going to have a piano in my new place.
No piano. You're not going to have a piano?
No, I just don't play anymore. It was a phase. I'm over it now.
A 40-year phase, and now you're over it. It makes sense. Phew! Thank God that's done. I thought it would never end.
You know, Diane, every once in a while I get to wondering why we split up. Thanks for dropping by to remind me.
Does that mean you don't write songs anymore either? You're getting married to this woman and you've never written a song for her?
That's right. I haven't. Why are you trying to make me feel guilty about getting rid of my piano?
I just want you to be sure about it.
Sure about what? Sure that I'm not going to be discovered by that top agent walking under my window while I'm practicing?
Sure that you're finished with it.
I know you have these illusions about my potential, but let's face it. When I took the job at the magazine, you and I sold my potential out for the good life. You know, paying the rent. Eating.
Are you, by any chance, blaming me for the fact that you gave up?
No, I'm not blaming you. I like the paycheck as much as you did. Hey, I'm a Cracker Jack editor now.
Play it, Charlie.
Play what?
You know what I'm talking about. Play it.
What is this? Casablanca?
All right, don't play. I'll sing it a cappella.
If I can get my life into a song, a song to make you laugh and cry, then I will have earned my keep. I'll have earned my sleep. Somewhere inside must be chords for who I am. Somewhere are words for what I feel. If I can coax them along, I'll have my song. The song I want to write, I haven't written yet. The song I long to write, I haven't written yet.
If I can get my life into a song to make you laugh and cry, then I will have earned my keep. I'll have earned my sleep.
Somewhere inside must be chords for who I am. Somewhere are words for what I feel. If I can coax them along, I'll have my song. The song I want to write, I haven't written yet.
The song I long to write, I haven't written.
But when I get my life into a song, I'll be the wanderer who comes home. And then all I want to do is sing it to you.
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 I know we're divorced, and maybe I've lost the right to say certain things, but I know you, Charlie. Damn it, I do, and I don't get it. You loved this piano. If you've stopped loving it... Well, I guess that gives me and Rebecca one less thing to love about you.
Someone else's dream. Someone I don't know. Someone who it seems to me I used to be but long ago. Once upon a time, the dream was mine. Now it's someone else's dream. Someone else's race, ready to be run. Someone with a master plan, a different man, a younger one. I got pretty far, but no cigar. Now it's someone else's dream. When a dream is done, something tells you so. There's a time to go for broke, and a time when you should just let go. So many people out there grabbing for the big brass ring. I send them all my best wishes. I won't shed a tear. Well, just one or two. I have nothing to regret, and I've got better things to do. Sometimes when a scheme falters, a dream alters. There still are moments when I wake up in the night, wondering once again if what I did was right. Yeah, but that was then. And now it's someone else's dream.
Well, who's this, I wonder?
It's Ron. He's at a bigger and better Roncept and no longer needs the piano. Charlie quickly calls Bryna.
Bryna? The piano's yours. Yeah, but it's got to be out of here by 4 o'clock. Oh, no. No, no, no. You've got to use professional movers. I don't care how big the chorus is. I'm not going to sit around and watch serial heart attacks. Probably around $1,800. It costs by the flight. Well, take up a collection. Dig into the costume budget. Oh, somebody's here. Yeah, but I got to tell you, I'm going to be seeing other people. Yeah. Wait. Hold on. Yes?
I got a tweet about a piano. And there it is. I got the truck downstairs. We can swing it out the window.
Bryna, I'll have to call you back.
So, who owns this baby?
I do.
I'm Buster Jenks. I do art. But I'm not an artist, if you get me. Artists are bogus. Pretenders. What's this?
Oh, that. Nothing. A cigarette burn. You could get it out easily. I always meant to.
And this?
It's a watermark. Somebody left a glass there during a party. Piano still works. Sure, there are a couple chips and dings, but...
Look, I take objects. Big, important objects. And I destroy them. I finish the job society started. Demolition art, if you're into labels. Hey, you want to come tonight to the Fishkill landfill for when I explode the piano? I can arrange a comp.
Are you kidding me? No one's blowing up this piano.
A woman in a bulky coat rushes past Buster into the apartment.
Excuse me.
Hey, look out!
Excuse me, hi.
I'll be back.
Hi.
Hi. Everyone's running these days. No need to. The piano's still here, as you can see.
Yeah. I saw your flyer.
Well, you're welcome to try it out. Are you all right?
Yes. Yes. I'm just excited. It's such a nice piano. The only thing is, I hope it'll go with the rest of my apartment.
Right. Decor is always a consideration. What style is your apartment?
It's kind of eclectic. I like to borrow from various styles.
Some things just fell out of your...
Yes. I actually brought along a few things just to see how they look with the piano.
She places a metal bucket, a mop head, and a plunger on the piano.
What do you think?
Well, as I said, these pianos are designed to go just about anything.
Open the door, please.
Who is it?
Oh. Jeez, I gotta use the jar.
Yes?
I'm looking for the girl in the big coat. I know she's in there. My name is Lewis T. Fletcher. I own the hardware store down the block. Oh, that's my plunger. Where is she?
Please, calm down.
Calm down? That girl is a thief. Oh, if she's not your girlfriend, what is she? Your interior decorator? I see she's slowly furnishing your apartment. Here's a nice piano complete with knick-knacks.
Young lady, could you please... This is a...
Caress,
yeah. She saw my flyer and came in here claiming to be interested in taking the piano. This is the extent of our relationship. Would you confirm that, please?
He's not my boyfriend.
So, she's not your girlfriend, huh? Hey.
Well, hey.
Oh, come on. This is nuts.
Hey.
Hey, look, could you please clear out? You can come back later. I just need some time to...
Charlie confronts the choices he's made by taking it out on the piano.
Ways to go bananas, 88 ways to make your life a mess, 88 ways to not be happy, 88 ways of ending up with less. You're a genius, kid. You can really play. That's what Uncle Sid always used to say. All the scales I did till my fingers bled. Thought I'd get somewhere. All I got instead was 88 keys and no one listening. That's the way you'll finish out your days. Down in some sleazy bar. Down on the waterfront. Where you can be a star. If that is what you want. If that's the best thing you've got going. If your desperation showing. Grab a stool and play, you fool, and radiate. 88 ways.
Charlie's second wife, Fern, sweeps in.
Oh, Charlie, there are screams of pain in this room. Deafening screams that only Fern can hear. Oh, no. Diane said self-destructive, but already I can see it's much more than that.
Diane called you?
Of course Diane called me. We are your ex-wives. We share you now. But although Diane had you first, although Diane had you longer, Fern has seen your depths. Unload, Charlie. Fern is ready to receive.
Men all have feelings, but men have built-in ceilings. They only go so far and then they withdraw. But when Fern swoops on, strokes them and tells them soup's on, quick as a wink, the coldest fish starts to thaw. If anyone can crack those tough hard shells, then Fern can do it.
again.
Men stroll in macho.
Macho.
Fern brings on her gazpacho.
Gazpacho.
Just settle back and watch how swiftly they turn. War could soon be overthrown with a little bit less testosterone and a lot more fern.
Sorry, sir, that seat's been taken. Wait your turn for bean with bacon. Hang in there, don't take the powder. You'll be next in line for chowder. Never thought I'd ever see so many men so mad for me. So listen, folks, this gal's got guts to keep on serving soup to nuts.
Her brand of selflessness is quintessential and transcendent. She seems to live right in your skull.
When life gets gnarly, the way it did for Charlie, Fern's on the scene with mushroom barley to burn.
Are you ready? Here's the scoop. All the world needs now is a little more soup. And I love
who were those people?
Oh, God. Another customer.
Let me do this.
Where's the guy with the piano?
The piano's no longer available. The owner has changed his mind. Has the owner changed his mind? Charlie, how little you understand. Why can't you just own your needs? Needs are nothing to be ashamed of. There's nothing more cleansing in this world than saying out loud and proud, I am human. I have needs.
Okay, Fern. I need you to leave.
Charlie makes a call on his cell phone.
Oh, hi, honey. No, not yet. You know, I've been thinking about the piano. What would you say if... Hey!
A boy of about 12 strolls into Charlie's apartment.
I'll have to call you back.
Hi, I'm Scott. Nice piano. Does a piano cost more than an iPhone 11?
Yep, but this one's free. Well, actually, though, you have to move it.
Does that cost a lot?
Yep.
Good. Mom usually takes me to my dad's, but she was late for work, so she let me walk myself. I saw your flyer. Hey, do you have a mountain bike? It's this bike that can go anywhere. If Dad gets me this piano, even though it's used, I think Mom would buy me the bike.
What is this, a present contest?
All the kids do it. The parents split up, then they feel guilty, so they buy you stuff. You gotta be careful, though. I mean, they'll, like, buy you anything you talk about. I pointed at this submarine kit in the window, and, like, my dad got it for me the next weekend. I didn't even want it.
I wonder if Rebecca knows about this.
Who's Rebecca?
My daughter.
Are you divorced?
Yeah.
She knows about it.
Chuckster!
Ron? I thought you...
There she is, serendipity. My movers are on the way. I'm walking along, and all I'm seeing is families. Picture this. Ron Fox's family piano parlor. Little fingers on the keys. Get to know people. Stay a while. Y'all come back now.
Well.
Hey, I thought you were gonna wait for my dad. He's gonna be here soon. You promise.
Hey,
Buster.
I must explode this piano in the name of art.
Hey, I'm taking it.
He wants to blow it up? Wow, that's weird.
Ah, it is still here.
There it is. Still here.
Hey.
This is great. I'm living here 20 years, and today I see this girl, and my heart goes ba-boom, like crazy.
Yeah, crazy. And I live right around the corner.
Look, Chuck, I need the piano so my angel from heaven can sing me beautiful songs of love. We're not too late, are we?
Susan quietly enters the apartment. Charlie doesn't see her.
Hey, I come from a broken home.
Not so fast. He promised it to me.
Wait, 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 wait. Everybody, I've got something to say. I'm sorry, but no. 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 No.
Oh,
no.
Come on.
I knew it.
Hi, honey. Yeah, I know you did. But now I know it too. Everyone, this is my fiancée, Susan. Susan, I'm not giving the piano away because...
Charlie, the piano doesn't fit in my apartment.
Then let's live in my apartment.
I don't like your apartment. We've been over this. We've been all over this. Why don't you play for your friends? I have a plane to catch.
You know, this could make a great musical. It practically writes itself. Middle-aged guy who's lost his purpose in life. Always wanted to be a musician, but got sidetracked. He's stuck in a dead-end job, divorced. You get the picture. He's a total wreck. So he decides to give away his piano, the last tangible remnant of his lost dream. Suddenly, magically, a parade of people come into his life, led by a veteran Broadway dynamo. They make him realize what he's known all along. Anything you love doing is worth doing. So he keeps the piano, gets rid of his fiance, and Monday morning he calls up his office and he quits
his
job.
Hey, not so fast, Bryna.
We can work out the details later. The point is, there's a closing number where the hero and the whole cast sing about what he's learned.
Life is what it is. Life is what you make it. Life is nothing more and nothing less than where you take it. Move it and it's yours. Grab it by the horns. Get out there and chase it.
Anytime the music starts to play, step up and face it. Move it and it's yours.
If you merely come to terms, you'll do no more than cope.
Life can be a can of worms,
but one you've got to open.
Come and make the leap. Come and take a flyer. Even though the price is sometimes steep, come be a buyer.
Move it out of the
Charlie's living room furniture begins to reappear back around the piano. Maybe, just maybe, he'll go back to the beginning. At least it's a possibility.
Sometimes it's absurd. Sometimes it's a bummer. Sometimes you may wish you'd never heard that different drummer.
Life is what it is. Life is what you make it. Life is nothing more and nothing less than where you take it. Long as life is yours, live it and it's yours. Live it and it's yours. Live it and it's yours.
In tonight's cast, you heard Leilani Barrett, Amanda Bloom, Sally Fay, Felicia Finley, Grace Garland, Terry Gervin, Jason Grah, Emma Jerome, Tim Jerome, David Josephsberg, Steve Liebman, Hal Linden, Dolores McDougall, Jessica Malasky, Mark Moritz, Charles Pistone, Steve Rosen, Mary Testa, Christopher Truesdale, Bill Whedon, and Sally Wilford. Musical arrangements were by Ned Ginsberg. Technical production was by Glenn Navia. The show was produced and directed by Tim Jerome.